This is 89.1 WEMU. It is that time of week and that time of day to welcome back to our little get-together, Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for yet another edition of Cinema Chat. Always good to talk to you, even if by phone.
Yes, absolutely. We're still waiting to get back in the studio, but that day will come. And, you know, I really think we're starting to see the brighter light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel. So the Oscars were this week, and there's all kinds of spring things going on, and people are vaccinated. So, you know, it's going to be still a bit of a long road, but it's feeling better than it did a year ago.
It is nice to look toward the end of the tunnel and realize that the light you see is not the light of a freight train heading your way.
Absolutely. And next week on May the 4th, it's a big day for the Michigan Theater. So we've got our day of... Yeah, well, May the 4th be with you. But on May the 4th, all day, we're going to be doing our fundraiser, like the WEMU fundraiser. It's our day of giving. So there's going to be several charities around the community that are going to be asking you to support them. So we have a $50,000 donor who will match every gift up to a total of $50,000.
What a great way to increase your investment into something that you strongly believe in.
Yes, we're very, very grateful to our anonymous donor and appreciate it very, very much. So anyway, just mark your calendar, May the 4th, and go to the Michigan Theater website and make a contribution if that is something that you think you would like to do. And then the other thing that we're going to do to celebrate is May the 4th is a special Star Wars day. So, and the reason for that is because Star Wars fans thought it was pretty funny to say, May the 4th be with you, which is like, may the Force be with you. And so we're going to do the first Star Wars film, A New Hope. It's actually called Episode 4, but it was the first Star Wars film.
Yeah, it was part of the prequel series.
It actually got the whole thing started. And George Lucas, the director and writer and creator of Star Wars, thought of it as a much bigger epic than that first movie. But he had a hard time getting that first movie made, because it comes across as a space cowboy picture, if
right.
You think about it. And, you know, as he was pitching it around, they said, people don't want to see a space cowboy picture. That sounds silly.
So this is the one that was actually the first ever Star Wars movie we ever saw.
Correct, correct.
Now, yeah, when it came out, it wasn't called A New Hope, was it?
It was, actually. When that scroll comes up at the beginning... and they give you the background.
Which to me was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, it was called A New Hope. So the Lucas folks and Disney doesn't allow very many screenings of Star Wars in theater. So we're super happy to land this. And we hope that Star Wars fans and movie fans in general come on out. Now, we want to provide a very safe environment for you to come on out. So we're going to require folks to wear masks, and we're going to keep everybody safely distanced. It's going to be in the main auditorium, and attendance is capped at 300, and sales are going pretty darn well, so we're very, very excited about that. But the Michigan Theater seats 1,600,
right.
There's going to be lots of space for people to socially distance, and we'll make sure that that happens. And, you know, as we're doing right now, we're giving away free popcorn at the end of screening.
So you can take it with you, right.
Yeah, come check it out, and we'll look forward to seeing you on May the 4th for Star Wars, A New Hope, Episode 4.
Did you happen to watch the Academy Awards?
I did. I watched a bunch of it. We were preparing for the Shuttered Venue Operator Grant, so we were doing that as well. But watched a lot of it. And the ratings, this is the 93rd Academy Award. It started the same year the Michigan Theater opened, 1928. And it had the smallest TV audience ever, with a 56% drop from the previous year. 10.4 million people viewed the Oscars. But that's really actually what all of the big award shows were doing. The Golden Globes, the Grammys, the Oscars, they all lost a little over 50%. The Emmys lost audience as well, but it only lost 9%. So the non-TV award shows really fell off this year. And I think it's really more a one-year, you know, just detachment reality that we're all dealing with.
Time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell for sure. But when you go to movies, when you go to concerts, you want to be with other people. And we've just been really disenfranchised because of the nature of pandemics. And so hopes are we're going to be feeling different about 10 months from now when the Oscars come back. And it was a much, much different kind of Oscar show.
I did not watch, but it wasn't because I didn't have interest. It's because it's past my bedtime.
That's true. Well, this one was actually staged in the Los Angeles train station, which is a really beautiful, elegant place. If you think about trains when Hollywood was at its peak in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you know, that was the primary means of long-distance transportation, and you had movie stars and all kinds of people coming into Los Angeles by train. And so it was a really fancy, beautiful train station that's been wonderfully restored. And Steven Soderbergh, the director who got his start really big with Sex, Lies, and Videotapes, was actually the director and one of the producers of this particular Oscar show. And they did make it feel, you know, the Oscars actually started off as a ballroom event that they did on Hollywood Boulevard in one of the hotels. And this kind of felt similar to that, in that it was set up as a gigantic ballroom. People were safely distanced, and then they had remote settings. You couldn't do a Zoom acceptance speech, but they did have satellite hookups in London, Paris, Sydney, Rome, and also at the theater that they typically do the Oscars in, right there on Hollywood Boulevard, the Dolby Theater, formerly the Kodak Theater.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Russ Collins. And, of course, the biggest talk out of the Academy Awards had to do with how it all ended. There was an anticipation that Chadwick Boseman was going to win the Best Actor Award. He did not, and the show had been set up to feature that.
Yes, and The Las Vegas oddsmakers had him as a very, very strong winner, which obviously didn't happen. Essentially the same thing happened with the Best Actress. That was a much tighter race, but Frances McDormand, who'd already won two Oscars, wasn't really expected to get the third, not because she didn't have a terrific performance, but Carrie Mulligan and Viola Davis were the two that people
betting favorites, right?
Yeah, and so they gave out the Best Picture Award third to last instead of the last, as is typical, and then the last two winners, Frances McDormand and Anthony Hopkins, were surprises. Frances McDormand gave a really compelling but short speech, or at least compelling for people who run movie theaters. She said, please watch our movies on
the biggest screen possible.
Right. And one day, very, very soon, take everyone you know to a theater, shoulder to shoulder in the dark space, and watch every film that's represented here tonight. So we are actually showing Nomadland this weekend for the last time. You'll be able to see it. And then Anthony Hopkins, who also is a esteemed actor and a terrific performer, but he was not there. He's 83 years old. He was in his house in Wales.
Yeah, and some accounts already asleep.
Yeah, exactly. And and when he won, I think everyone went, wow. I mean, not that anybody disrespected Anthony Hopkins.
It was really set up to be a posthumous tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
Exactly. So, I mean, it also just goes to show that they really don't know who the winners are until they're announced. So, that was pretty amazing. So, but there weren't any populist touches, like there weren't any comedy bits, and some of the things that they really did to juice up the Academy Awards. However,
a lot of criticism of the politicking that went on among some of those who had a chance to speak.
Yeah, and people were allowed to give a speech about as long as they wanted to as well. They had eliminated a couple of awards and stuff like that. But anyway, the Oscars are done for this year, and we're looking forward to getting folks to see the documentary called Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street. That's opening up this Friday at the State Theater. If you haven't seen Demon Slayer, it was a big, big hit last weekend. Come on out. It's an anime film. We're continuing together. And Nomadland and Minari are going to be playing at the Michigan Theater. And then, of course, on May the 4th, Star Wars, New Hope.
Yeah. Look at this. All these years later, and it's the first time I've learned that the movie actually had something beyond the title Star Wars.
That's right.
And again, the best part of that movie was that unusual scroll we had never seen before, and the special effect of the spaceship coming over, and beyond that, the movie lost me. But really cool.
And the sound made you think that it was really flying.
Exactly right. So that was spectacular. Well, go enjoy May the 4th. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Oscarland.